Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
It's High FM. Four people recently went on a rampage.
Four.
Barking and yelling, breaking into buildings.
Whoa. Barking?
Yeah, barking and yelling. Breaking into buildings and even taking their clothes off and showering in soda water.
What?
Police think they were imitating George Ryland during a full moon.
How? What? I don't... Soda water. I don't know why that's a bit... Barking! No, wait, I just remembered barking!
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
We both rearranged our buttocks in the seats. Listen, you listening, pay attention to this bit because we've rearranged ourselves in our chairs, especially for this bit, to give you our broadcasting excellence.
There's a choice of two here. Do you want something about air travel or women versus men?
Into the mountain!
I think we'll choose women versus men. That'll okay. be good. I might get the phones ringing. 22-000-959 if you agree or disagree.
Women, it turns out, yeah. The women folk are happier being single than men.
No, that's got to be the other way.
If you think about it...
Right, I am.
It's 61% of single women reported feeling more content on their own versus the 49% of single men.
They're lying.
The same.
They're lying.
No, I don't think so.
They're lying to save face.
I don't think so. Men are rubbish on their own.
Men are a bit rubbish. Have you seen the inside of a single man's place?
I don't even want to think about
don't
that.
Don't even do it.
Whereas women, if you think about it, we're listening all the time to our friends.
Yeah.
So it's just one less person to listen to, isn't it?
I love your take on stuff.
Hashtag winning.
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
You don't get a boy band anymore sat on their stools, do you? Just clicking their fingers along to a ballad.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember that.
I think that's what we're missing in 2017.
Yeah, four.
I think that's when things started to go wrong.
Five stools. And they're just on there, and the camera always goes close up to each one of them.
And every now and then you'll see a bit of footage of one of them who thinks the camera's not on them doing something weird.
Yeah.
Like something a bit, you know, out of left field.
But they're always on the stools.
Always on the stools.
Who started that? Was that NSYNC that started that? I mean, I know back in the 60s there was the Beatles. I mean, maybe the stool thing's been going for generations, but not anymore.
I think there's a research paper to be done here.
I think we should research that.
I think we should.
And bring the answer to the nation. Why are there no more boy bands on stools?
Bring back the stools!
I say, let's start a petition!
Yes!
Do it now!
Come on, Oman!
Get behind us! In front of us and all around us! Oh, I'm surrounded by petitions about boy bands on stools!
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, you do.
It's a brand new day!
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
This is High FM. It's Banks here, and Ryland is... hopefully going to be on the other end of the phone right now. There she is. There's George Ryland. And George is going to review the new phase two of the MGM because it opened. Was it last night it opened?
Well, I think so. I'm hoping I'm going to the right bit. This is just a new corridor that I spotted.
We're in the MGM as well, and this radio station was not invited down to the opening of it.
What a surprise.
Merge was, though. Merge were down there. And,
yeah, I saw that.
So we thought we'd do our little bit for you listening, and we would tell you exactly what it's like, because I've not been down there either.
So I'm walking down a big corridor. I mean, this looks new. I think this is it.
Brilliant.
This is probably it.
It's probably
well researched on my part.
Yeah, well, that's what people come to know and expect from this show.
How far am I going to have to go? This seems like a big walk.
Well, I don't know. Just, you know, tell us if it's big, if it's worth going down there. You know, the usual
brand
stuff.
Brand new escalators.
Ooh, the new escalators!
You can't use them yet. There's a lot of balloons.
Well, that's from the party that we weren't invited to.
Yeah, this is huge.
Great.
Are there any actual shops, though? Baby shop. There's a baby shop.
Baby shop!
There's a chocolate place.
Chocolate place.
There's a Max. Ooh, look all this downstairs. There's a big archy thing.
There's a big archy thing. All right, that's good. This is a good review.
Down there, I believe, is where the party that we weren't invited to would have been. There's escalators going down more as well.
There's more down.
I don't know how to get there.
Well, that's crazy.
This is huge.
Okay, that's it. That's our review, yeah? That's your review? Review's done.
That's it.
Review's done of the new MGM, the Phase 2. Yeah, you can always rely on this radio station and this radio show.
Boom.
See you back in a bit. Great review.
Thanks.
Here we go. Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I am fine.
Good.
George is here as well.
I was about to say.
Were you?
George. Yeah. Were you really about to say that?
You about to ask Robin how I was?
No.
Who is this?
This is Abdullah.
Abdullah's on the phone.
We've spoken this week, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, I think, to Abdullah.
Do you remember me or not?
You don't remember me, do you? Abdullah is the man, I hope I get this right, who works for Oman Air.
Okay.
He's in a mountain! And he really wants us to go to a barbecue and hang out with him, I think, for just half an hour.
In return for?
Free flights for life.
For both of us.
That's what he said.
The offer is about to finish.
But how do we know, Abdullah, if we turn up to the barbecue, that you will indeed give us free flights on Oman Air for life? Because at the moment, we're just taking your word for it.
Yeah.
You cannot be sure until you try.
Can't be sure until you try.
Ooh.
You can say that about a lot of things.
Yes, true. True. Oh.
I've used that line before.
Yeah.
Okay, at least if there is no flight, then you will get a dinner.
Are we that hungry?
Yeah, I could definitely do some bread or something.
Yeah, if Abdullah brought in one of those things that I keep seeing down Shatty Beach on the weekend, you know, people are out with their little barbecues.
You should wheel a barbecue to the studio.
Bring in some petrol.
Yeah, I tell you what, why don't you bring us breakfast right now and then we get free flights for life?
This guy's a good negotiator, isn't he? I think at contract time, you're going to go and see Ehab for me.
Playing the silence card. Mm-hmm.
We're going to cut Robin's money.
Okay, see ya.
Oh, that's it then. Okay, that's not what you should do when you're with Ehab negotiating the contract, all right? I mean, stick with it. Have some kind of plan.
We need a new agent.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Right, we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and we hit the wall sometimes. And there's little signs that we have.
Sometimes.
All the time, we hit the wall. And there's little signs that we have. One of them is when we put our headphones on and it's like a minute to go in the song.
Yeah, or when I hit myself on the face with them.
Quite regularly, actually. Yes. I've just got another one. I was just typing something out and I looked at the screen and I thought, why have I put an upside down exclamation mark? It was an I.
Oh. Yeah, see, that took me a while thinking about it.
Oh, I forgot to do this.
What?
The number one thing that makes us angry when we're out doing our Christmas shopping.
Oh, yes, people.
People, yes, but people specifically doing what?
Not queuing correctly.
Walking too slowly through shops. 84% of us find that annoying. And lots of us will actually do something about it.
Like what?
11% will actually push past them, push them out of the way. 15% will say something or make some kind of noise to let them know they're in the way. And 51% will go down different aisles to avoid them. I've done that. I have gone down different aisles to avoid people.
I've done that. I've also stood there.
Excuse me.
And then realised it was a cardboard cutout.
No, you haven't.
And then
really?
Apologised to the cardboard cutout.
Have you ever gone shopping and you've gone past someone and they've been going in the opposite direction and you keep meeting them down each aisle?
Oh, that's really, really uncomfortable.
Horrible? That's the worst thing ever.
Apart from shopping in IKEA.
Apart from that. Hey, they're building a new IKEA in Muscat. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I gotta run out. There's presents to buy. I'm really ticked off. I'm telling you why. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. Well, I got my list, but I'm really uptight. I wanna find a space, but no parking's in sight. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. I hate Christmas shopping downtown. Aggravation keeps repeating. Everybody seems irate. When the shoppers see a sale that's good, they're attacking each other for goodness sakes.
Attacking each other for goodness sakes.
Well, everywhere you look, there's pretty white lights. I gotta spend money when my money is tight.
podcast.
Hi FM, this is Robin Banks. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And George Ryland's there. Forbes has just released their annual list of the highest paid women in music.
Katy Perry's got to be up there.
Katy Perry is in the top 10.
Is it?
Number 10, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Number 9, Katy Perry.
Mind blank. Nothing there. Help me.
Britney is at number 8.
It's Britney.
Nice.
Thanks.
Number 7, Rihanna. Number 6, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah. Working the 9 to 5.
Number 5, J-Lo.
Yep.
Number 4, Celine Dion.
You seem to think I know Celine Dion songs.
Number 3, Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
And number 1, Beyonce.
What happened to number 2?
Oh, did I miss number 2?
Yes.
Number 2, Justin Bieber.
You got to get worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is High FM. How are you going on Peaky Blinders? All right?
I'm going good.
Good.
Yeah. And actually, I'm going to pass a test for this because my brother suggested that I watch it last year.
Did he?
Yeah, because he offered to buy me the DVD for my birthday. Yeah. So I said, thanks ever so much, to have a DVD player. At which point he went, well, what am I going to do with the DVD then?
Oh, no, he was getting rid of it.
Well, no, he bought it for me.
Oh, he bought it for you, especially.
Yeah,
right, okay.
But this is the thing with my brother. When he discovers a new box set that he likes, he's very insistent that you watch it.
Yeah, everybody should watch it.
My sister got caught out once because you get a pop quiz afterwards.
Oh, do you?
And she tried to flag it.
That's annoying.
She lied that she watched it all. And it called her out on like the first question. She just went to pieces because she lied.
That's funny. That's funny.
The following radio show is not intended for weekend people.
You look like you had a bit. Have you not got a bit?
Well,
are we doing this for nothing?
I'm just reading memes about The Sims. I don't even play The Sims, but they're quite amusing.
Great.
But I do have a bit, but it's not The Sims. So I got a picture from my friend this morning. She went for dinner in a restaurant in our hometown, and this was on the wall, look.
Where's the hometown? That's St Albans, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. Okay. So there's
an
pictures of... I just see pictures of people.
Customers.
Can I have a look?
Yes.
Right. Pictures of... Oh, reaching over. Get the phone.
There is pictures of... Oh, it's you!
Yeah!
You're there!
Except it isn't me.
Hang on, that's you.
That's not me. I thought that as well. She thought that as well.
No, that's
you! I don't know that man. I've never been to that restaurant.
Hey,
that's
you!
That's not me!
I swear that's you!
I know!
Are you sure?
Yes!
Are you sure?
I don't know who that man is!
Who is that woman? Forget that man! Who's that woman?
If that's... I don't have those sunglasses. That's not me!
That is you!
I know! That came as quite a shock
at
4 a.m.
We have got to put this up on video.
Yeah, we do.
Because people will not actually... Because that's you!
I know!
They won't believe this!
But it isn't me!
But it is! Right, what about if... If that picture was taken ages ago...
It's not me.
It's not you. Let's just say it's not you.
Yeah.
And
let's just say no.
And those two people, you, that's not you,
yes,
and that guy have split up. They've been split up for years.
Right.
Right? And that guy has been sent videos of us.
Look at what she's doing now.
And she's changed her name. Oh, her laugh sounds a bit odd. She didn't used to laugh like that, did she? What's happened to her voice box?
No, that laugh's definitely recorded. It's not her.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
And now a little bit that George is going to do where she's going to throw something in that we're not going to explain it to you, just to see if she can do it.
A short hiatus, if you will.
Yes.
I'm feeling slightly discombobulated.
Oh, really? Why is that? Come on.
I'm not quite sure. What does rhombus actually mean?
Well, rhombus is like a rectangle, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a rectangle is a rhombus.
Yeah, but...
But most people think that a rhombus is an off-shape rectangle, but it's not. A rectangle can be a rhombus.
Can we just call that a win?
No, we can't.
Okay.
Because you didn't get it in the sentence.
Okay.
It was great. The first two, you got in.
Yeah.
But then you completely mucked it up with rhombus. In fact, I could have said, "Oh, are you feeling a bit off-shape?" And you go, "Yeah, a bit like a rhombus," something like that.
That wouldn't have been great, though, would it?
It would have been a bit lame, but, but at least we would have done it, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The worst of the High FM morning show. Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks. George Ryland.
Hello.
You do these things, and they're known as Rylands, okay?
Yes.
Where things just muck up.
These things are just essentially my everyday life.
Yeah, it is your life.
Yes.
And we all get a laugh from them.
Same. I laugh at myself just as much as anyone else laughs at me.
Which is great.
It's fine.
Yeah. I read this story, and the first thing that came to my mind was, oh my God, that's what George would do.
Okay.
What do you think, listening? Do you think, if you're a regular listener to this Excuse for a radio show, that this is a Ryland story? So this guy, he spent 5 days shipwrecked on an island before the Coast Guard finds him and rescues him. He had a working mobile phone with signal the whole time.
So why did he spend 5 days?
Because he didn't want anyone to know he got shipwrecked.
I love him. I think he's my soulmate.
His plan was to fix his boat and get home without anybody noticing.
Yeah.
That's something you'd do.
Yeah, it really is. And then in the end, you've got to pick up your phone and go, hi, funny story, you're laughing at me. How long have you been there? But maybe a few days.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Good morning.
Boring.
Boring Merez. There he is.
Good morning, sir.
How's it going? You all right?
It's not bad. It's
good,
not bad at all.
Good, good.
So I'm just trying to understand, who was he and who was she, and they're sending videos to each other. And I mean, come on, we don't need more confusion in the morning. You're already looking for, you know, trying to find my way to the office. And
how long have you worked there?
I can't make your story. I don't know. Wearing sunglasses, not me. It's her and sending him videos, and they split years ago. What?
Dude, George was sent a picture by her mate, and her mate was in a restaurant, and there's a picture on the wall, and I swear it's George. But yeah, it's not George.
Okay.
Right, but this will be
George. But you swear it's George, but it's not George. Okay?
It's well,
but
yeah.
It's not me.
It's
already
not you.
Confusing. It's already confusing. Okay.
If you have a look,
I'm trying to get that message at 4 a.m. My friend Kirsty said I thought it was you, and I was like, "Is it not me?"
Go onto our Twitter, High FM Radio, and you've tweeted that out, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
There is a picture now of George, not George.
All right.
Also, the video will be on later on Facebook. We'll get that on video.
I can't wait because
you might not have even made it to the office by then.
All right, it's George, not George.
George, not George.
It's on Twitter right now. All right, Boring Merez, we do love you.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Boring.
Oh, he's gone.
Come on, but it's a game.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Why do you have to throw a wet blanket on my dreams?
George Ryland.
You come off a bit cocky.
Live across Oman.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you feel as good as us? Because we feel great.
Set the bar quite high. I've just seen something quite messed up.
All right.
This is in Australia.
Oh, Pippa!
You can go and buy this and put it in the ute!
Is it a twin cab?
Obviously.
Better be.
This is a little something for before Christmas. It's a fake spy cam. They call it elf surveillance. So you put it on the shelf, you tell your kids about it,
yeah,
and you make them think that the elves and Santa are watching
it.
Them.
I love it. That's a brilliant idea.
No,
what's
that's
wrong with
messed
that?
Up.
That's very 2017, isn't it?
Wow.
Annie, watch out. Where's the elf on the shelf? No, we've gone one further than that. That's brilliant. I'll wait till she tells all her mates and her school teacher as well.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. 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 Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Tree.
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Did you see this over the weekend? Some couple named their new daughter Kia because she was delivered in the backseat of a Kia.
Could have at least gone for Sportage, maybe.
Meanwhile, another couple named their daughter Hugo. Because she's ugly and nobody likes her.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Y'all ready for the big show?
Say what?
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
What are you talking about?
As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
This is the show for you.
Let's go!
Robin Banks.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
Morning.
There's a person that we haven't spoken to for a while.
Secret Government Alien Man.
No, it's not Secret Government Alien Man.
Okay.
It is somebody who we helped out and who went with something. And we went down there and we haven't spoken to him for a bit. So I wanted to call him up and see how he is and how they went down with the general public. Do you have any idea? No, not board games. No.
Oh.
Let's see if you recognise this dude when he answers.
Hello?
Do you recognise that man's voice?
Yeah.
How you doing, Robin?
Yeah,
morning.
I'm all right. George, do you recognise this person? George doesn't.
No, sorry, mate.
This is Ali from Lino's Coffee.
Ali, legend.
Right. You forgot me already.
Oh, she forgot you.
I'd never forgot you.
Both myself and George have got coffees named after us down at Lino's, which is in Currum. Now, Ali, the reason why I'm calling you is I'd like to know, are they on the menu now for the general public to consume?
Well, I tell you what.
No.
I was about to give you a call yesterday and thank you. And then I said, let me just make sure. So I called up my star and I said, is this correct? Because one of my friends called me up. And he says to me, you know what? I went to your coffee shop and I tried the new coffees that you have, the Robin Banks and the George Wire coffee.
That's us.
And
yeah.
I said, what did you like? He said, Robin Banks. I said, but he said he didn't like it. He said, on the contrary, he said, it's great. I love it.
There you go.
I better give Robin a call.
So look, Ali, with sales, are the Robin Banks coffees outselling the George Rylands coffee? Dude, we need to ask this question. This is good research. This is what it is. It's research.
My lattes are really nice.
Maybe to you, but...
I'm sorry. I'm going to say something here, but really, Robin is outselling you, really.
By how much?
I think he did this reverse psychology. You know, he said purposely that his coffee is bad, and turned out people are really curious. They want to try
and
Robin.
And he acted like a child, remember, Ali? I went them swapped with hers. Ali, can you swap hers?
Hey, listen, that's called sales technique, that is. That is neuro-linguistic programming at its finest.
That's called childishness. I don't care. I still love my lattes the best. They're so nice. I want one now.
All right, Ali, thank you very, very much for taking our call.
Thanks anyway.
Thank
cheers,
you.
Man.
Cheers,
all right,
Ali.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
You know you're having your barbecue.
Yes.
Can you invite somebody called Waleed? And can he cook? Just so.
I've already got a cook, thanks.
Please, can you change it?
Can we just change his name?
To Waleed?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can just say, hey, Waleed.
I'll just introduce him as Waleed. I'll not say anything about it.
And yeah, to me.
And then whatever he says, even if he corrects you,
we'll
just call him Waleed all day.
What are you barbecuing?
Waleed?
Is that chicken?
Oh, he's going to have so much fun.
But he's not going to get the gag. Of course he's not.
Even better.
Hey, Waleed, what are you barbecuing? It smells delicious.
Yeah?
Come over and join us.
We can do this.
So what is it? It's juicy Khairat beef burger and beefy kebabs.
Right.
Full of authentic Arabic herbs and spices.
And here
and Waleed's got to say that. And you've got to buy a Safa chicken.
Of course.
Hey, yeah, of course.
This is making me hungry, actually.
Yusuf, Nasser and Hamid.
Oh, please get Yusuf, Nasser and Hamid down as well.
Khairat beef burger.
Can we just rename your family?
Let's do that. They won't mind.
Khairat, your fresh, pure and tasty choice.
And you've got to do her voiceover.
I'll just stand in the corner.
Do that. We'll relive the Asafa chicken advert.
High FM is so fun to have around.
Get up.
Gotta get up.
Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up.
Gotta get up.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm not sure I'll ever be ready, but I really want to know. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Now, I always thought that the worst thing you could buy used is underwear. And I was wrong, George.
Oh, dear.
I was wrong.
I'm not ready.
This is indisputably worse. There's a guy called King Major, and he just posted an item for sale on Facebook.
Back up a minute. King Major?
King Major.
That is a strong name.
Would you like to open the link in the email that I've just sent you?
I would very much.
I need to hear your reaction.
Sorry, what? Different route.
What did you think? Did you think it wasn't going to be that? That would not come into your head.
That would never have sprung to mind.
Right, King Major.
And there's an emoji!
is selling what he describes as a slightly used coffin.
Been down once for 3 years. Right, my eyes have just been drawn to different routes. But yes, reading it all, slightly used, been down once.
For three years. Yeah.
Just pulled back up.
Yeah.
And then we decided to go a different route. There's a lot going on here.
Right. I guess that means they took the person out of the coffin and cremated them, right?
After just 3 years.
I hope that's what it means.
Oh, my God. Look at the colour of it and the inside.
Anyway, he's only asking $200 for it, which is a steal, isn't it?
Do you ask him if he's got two?
Well, as far as we know, he doesn't have any offers yet.
Oh, my goodness. And it's literally, there's a picture of it. That must be next to the grave.
Oh, my God. We could get that.
Why?
For this show. In the morning we gon' do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning. Hi FM, Oman. This is Hi FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Oh!
Right, I came across this article last night, and it is four things that guys notice in a lady.
Lady?
That she might not know about.
Okay.
So these are the four things that guys supposedly look for.
Right.
Number one, how she treats other people, and not just how she treats people who are important.
But isn't that usual? Like, for example, if you're going to start dating a guy, you want to go to a restaurant because if he's rude to waiters,
exactly,
he's gone.
Yeah. Number two, her hair, which is kind of a no-brainer, right?
I think she would notice that herself.
Yeah, and like, I think
there's probably quite a lot of work on into that.
Guys notice a woman's hair. But the point in the article was that a woman's hair can put a guy in a good mood for the rest of the day. Whatever.
Okay.
And number three, the little things she notices and points out.
I always get confused about how TV works. So I have to think about Willy Wonka, otherwise my head explodes.
Does she have an interesting take on the world? What details does she point out in her everyday surroundings that help you figure out who she really is?
Well, I'm going to score high on that one.
And number four,
yep.
Her hands. Her hands. If I had a reel for every time I heard one of my mates say, "Whoa, look at the hands on that!"
That's Hi FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning, hi.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Hi.
So, an interesting weekend.
Okay.
Quite a quiet one, but I still managed to...
do you know what I like? I like when you start telling your story and you haven't even got into it yet, and there's a look on your face of disgust,
yep.
Shame. But yet you do a little laugh going into it.
Because I'm so used to it. So I've got my lovely new outdoor sofa.
Yeah.
It's really comfortable.
Okay.
And I fell asleep on it over the weekend by mistake. I think I was probably out for a few hours.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was on fire.
Is it in the sun?
No, it wasn't that. It was the bugs. I had no bug spray on. My face.
Oh, no.
I had red lumps on my face. All down
thing.
My arms, all down my legs. I'm so angry with myself. So I got the shower, I was covering myself in like bite lotion. Oh. And actually, it wasn't too bad.
Right, it's all right.
But I can't do that again.
No.
And then...
Oh, you're right, okay.
I was tasked by the Ryland family of getting some cinema tickets.
Okay, that's
this
easy enough. That's
what
simple.
You think. Mum wants to see Paddington 2. If
right.
my mum wants that, she gets it, if yeah. I possibly can.
Nice.
But the only place showing it when I'm at home in December is an independent cinema.
So what you're trying to say here is it's not just Oman that has it in for you. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this cinema, they release their tickets towards the end of the month.
Okay.
You can only get them by phoning. Yeah.
All right.
Right. So yesterday it was 10:30 UK time.
Right.
10:28, I start phoning.
Okay.
Look how many phone calls I had to make to get some of the last remaining tickets. Can you see that? Oh, hang on. Oh, I'm calling Jerome.
She's doing a Ryland whilst telling stories about doing a Ryland.
Look at that number there.
Right.
You read that number?
You are kidding me.
I am not kidding you.
99 times you called to get Paddington 2 tickets.
Yes, stubborn like a mule.
Did you get them?
Yes, I did.
Yes, it gets through the end. 99 times. That's madness.
So I'm really excited. So I text my mum. I got them.
Yeah.
No reply.
No. Oh, I love it.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks. Woo!
Get up. Hi, FM.
Okay, I'd like to take you back, George. Take you back to the 90s and 90s television.
I'm too young for this.
The best 90s TV catchphrases.
Right.
E! News has just done a list of them.
Okay.
And I've got the top five here. So,
will this be a test?
Well, it's not going to be a test because you don't know. There's so many great TV shows and movies and catchphrases from the 90s. So at number five, from Wayne's World.
Oh, Party On or something?
No, We're Not Worthy.
Oh, that was it. I hated that film.
Number four, the slogan from The X-Files, The Truth Is Out There.
Yes.
Number three.
Is it like Simpsons or Friends?
Yes, it is.
Simpsons.
It's Simpsons.
Is it Emo Shorts?
No, it's not. It is.
Excellent.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. Number two is, you've mentioned it.
Friends.
Yes.
We were on a break.
Hey, how you doing?
Of course, of course.
And the number one top TV catchphrase from the 1990s is...
I don't know, my mind's got blank.
No!
Oh! Oh!
Thomas Simpson.
Yeah.
From The Simpsons.
Spot on.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
And we both got burglar stories.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about yours without giving the game away too much.
Mine happened in the UK in North Lanarkshire.
Okay, mine happened in the UK as well.
Did the Monklands police tweet about it afterwards?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So is the tweet on your burglar story pretty integral to the story?
It's not, no. The story stands alone, but the tweet is also epic. The police have a sense of humour.
A couple of houses were broken into late last month.
I don't think it's the same one.
Oh.
Yes!
And as the police were investigating, they found the burglar has left his CV behind at one of the homes.
No!
With his name and all the info on it.
That's amazing.
Hang on, hang on. It doesn't stop there. Because he left his phone behind at another house. Which obviously made it really easy for the police to track him down. 39-year-old Aaron Sullivan.
Incompetent.
He denied, of course, breaking into the houses. And then the police searched his place and they found pretty much all the stuff that had been stolen. I'm glad this guy is looking for real jobs. Though, because you know, he's clearly awful at crime.
This guy is not the best at crime either.
Okay.
He broke into a house at 11:45 PM.
Okay.
He was found asleep and covered in Doritos.
Maybe it's the same guy.
He had also eaten half a pie before he fell asleep.
Oh, hello.
The tweet from the police says, "Sleeping on the job. We all feel tired when we start a shift. And a thief who started his shift at 23:45 yesterday was no different. He broke into a house, decided on a pit stop, ate half a pie and fell asleep and covered in Doritos. He woke up in cuffs."
There's your two idiot burglars of the day.
Podcast.
Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there, hello.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
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 How are you, George and Robin?
I'm fine.
I'm confused. How many of you are there?
I bet there's just one.
Oh, that's great. You are fine, but...
There's one person. Is there just one person there putting on voices?
Yeah. One person.
This is just a regular listener to this show.
Makes sense.
It's what we attract. Both on the radio and off.
Yeah.
It's true.
Welcome to my life. How are you, buddy?
Oh, yes, I'm good. And how about you, bud?
It's Borat's younger brother is on the phone.
I will tell you something special today.
All right. Ooh, come on, then. I'll close the curtains.
I'm always late, right? I want to tell you something today. I want to be early. So... Merry Christmas. This is very, very early today.
That is very, no, very early.
Yeah. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Okay, listen, Borat's younger brother, are you going to work now?
Yes, I'm on my way to work.
And you're always late?
Yes, I'm always late.
All right. Probably the best thing, little suggestion, maybe.
Leave earlier?
Yeah, leave earlier from my house.
Yes. Okay.
Never.
I will try to do that from today.
Have you left now?
Yes, I'm already on my way.
Okay, well, you can't do it from today, can you?
Are you going to be late today?
Yeah, I will be not late, inshallah, today.
Inshallah.
Maybe.
Borat's younger brother, thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, I'm spent.
See ya.
say it.
There you go. I did that. Just press the drop button. Bang. Gone.
You know that's just hanging up, yeah?
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman, and it's time for Morgan Freeman's Word of the Day. Today's word, snickersnee. Snickersnee, a large knife. I use it in a sentence. When I visit Japan, I like to dress head to toe in black and perch on alley walls until an unsuspecting street vendor turns the corner with a cart full of fresh octopus balls, then pounce on them and say, I'm Morgan Freeman, defender of the octopus balls. Return them to the ocean or face the fury of my snickersnee. And that's been Morgan Freeman's Word of the Day.
It's High FM on the way. Some Ryland stories over the weekend. Which, did you get in trouble? Judging by your facial expressions, yes.
Not trouble, few own goals.
All right, so that's coming up in a little bit. But I want to tell you, first of all, a good sign a guy is into you. And a wonderful first date strategy for any single ladies listening out there in radio land.
Come on, then.
So just ask the guy if he wants to go to a buffet.
A buffet?
A buffet.
That's a terrible idea.
It may not be the most romantic option available, but it's your best way to figure out how he feels about you.
What?
A good sign a guy is into you is how much he eats on a date. So if he chows down like he's anticipating some 40-year famine, you're in.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Surely you'd want to hold back a bit.
The researchers found that guys ate 93% more pizza and 86% more salad when they were eating with a lady they wanted to impress.
Wow, really?
Their theory is that men overeat to show off how healthy and fit they are and which women are biologically attracted to, okay?
Maybe from a man's point of view, but from the lady's point of view, surely you've got some dude you hardly know in front of you, literally
chowing down.
Disgusting display, plate after plate.
He loves you.
It's not all.
He's into you. So basically, the guys are overeating when with a pretty lady, or in my case, just with a lady, with a man.
On your own.
Whatever. Baby,
dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hiya, FM.